Anya ọhụrụ na-abịa. God has spare parts
for every part of our body. If the kidney is damaged by any kidney infection, okolo kidney infection, God's creative power can put a new kidney. God can put a new liver. God can put a new spinal cord. God can put a new lung. He can put a new heart. He can put a new brain. He can put a new thalamus. He can put a new hexagonal system. There is nothing God cannot do. He can put a new womb. He can, oh, ribashinda yamakiri basara mashira bakuma. What can he not do? A new business can shoot up. A new career can come up. A new vocation can come up. A new destiny can be defined and described and be supported and protected and be reinaugurated and rebranded by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. And somebody here can be the olive branch in the mouth of the Holy Spirit. Vocation gaa full efu, ike ekpere gaa full efu, adịm asọ gaa full efu, ego gaa full efu, opportunity gaa full efu, oke nduru a gaa pụ, ofosi na akụ pụọ, ọ pụọ, oge ahụ ọ pụrụ iche nụ wee mebie na, mana ọ na-apụ ije weta ihe ahụ a na-achọ achọ. Remember, Noah brought everything inside the ark, but he never brought the olive tree. It was the dove that moved out and fetched in the olive. And today, that olive is where the olive oil comes from. That olive oil is the oil of anointing. It is that oil that was anointed upon David. And when the anger of Goliath was much against the Israelites. Oh, let me eventually come to that side. But I want to tell you that the Holy Ghost is moving out to bring in the abandoned olive branch. Oh, mwa! The non-monster yeah. Horn is yet butter. Ah, I'm going to get an non-monster. Oh, yeah, non-monster, you check what I get one. In fact, I'll take a get one. I'll put no get one. Seven hearts, amen to the Holy Ghost. Oh, amen. 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 Locate yourself. Locate yourself in the mouth of the Holy Spirit. Ureboshinda yekete boshinda. Iye yemosere boshinde boku. Ekete boshinda ramasema. Amen. Amen. The last to enter into that ark was that olive. But the last can be the first. Get ready to be the first. I don't care the time you entered, but God will reposition you. And we talk about divine repositioning. Chideke jilakia, oliva heje wete zie ka ye ni ne mechagoro. Kubata, bozea bozea jijewa ogo. Yenga ozo na mimimi, obose na man olive ke jijewa ogo. Amen and amen. Amen. Abia. Holy Ghost. Ata. Man olive abia olu nishi. Carry her to the sacristy. Gently. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Derejo. Okoro. Holy Ghost. Ama mi ga le chete mbasi ijele uko okoro. And the Bible says, are you with us? It is the Lord who gives bread to the hungry. The Lord who sets prisoners free. Abu Kuyana Psalm 146. Oh yana lola. He sets prisoners free. Prisoners, ransom for prisoners. Ebere na emere mundi ezilozi e na-achori na batukwu a. Onye anyị na-eme nku na mmiri. Onye anyị na-eme kpa arụ. Afugo madam tigidere nwa medi ihe. Kpara nshi nwa anyị nyụrụ kpa ya medi n'ọnụ. As it to say that was not enough. Mbasi nke ọzọ buru mmiri ọkụ nwụọ nwatakịrị a. Nke na after the surgery na nwatakịrị ha amanyị nwụzi mamịrị. Etieze pipe eji anyị mamịrị from the stomach. A woman who should marry and have children. Maka na mama na papa ya ngo ojewezi boy. A maid. Okoro madam. Need a joke, can blow a CWO, Elhokwana car. Yes, I'll get Chenuka. Abunis and Andy Okola, and then Mabu Madu. And then Mabu, the Mabu, or you name Mabu Ibu Chia. Abun again, I want Madame Ambi was the Duneri and the Moria. Abun every day, no, I'm boyon, idiot, a queen. Osu wala awon e ga gwa nwa gi ha that you will make sure that she is disgraced in life, that you will make sure that she is humiliated, that you will make sure by the time you finish with him or her she will regret coming to the world. Okoro. Umaka nina anemebu emebu ka ida rego star. Now this side B of the message. Na ha ga baba rucha wangene. Owe wangene ne ba abalu na malu olugo mba ga eku gi we ran. Chileke gozie gi. Oya anemebu emebu. Onye a na-eme chi ya n'ebe chi ga-ahụ si na ya na-abịa ọgụ na ya na-abịa ịbụ ọbụ. Vengeance belongs to God. I am coming for vengeance, says the Lord of hosts. I am coming for retribution. Ana m abịa ịbụ ọbụ na chi ya n'ụwa onye a chere na oforo ga-eji chi nke o chere na o jiri
gefo.
Ọ Chineke bụ ojiji jide mma. Cheta egwu anyị. Jesus, ibu chijima jide jinaka. Chimo, ibu chijima jide jinaka. Oyi wayere ya geria, wayenu moka murie. Oyi wayere ya geria.
Naha Jesus.
O Chineke bu jiji jide ma. Obu ya bu nta, ya bu imo. Emezina onwe gi ihe na aburo. Ofuchukwu ka anyị nwere mmadụ abụchi. Sista Iburochi. Chief Iburochi. The council Iburochukwu. Local government chairman is not God. The chief of your town is not God. Are you listening? As the message is changing in progression now, pay attention. The governor is not God. The president of any country is not God.
listening? During the time of Bush, he thought he was God. Where is Bush now? If anybody will tell Bush that a poor Kenyan, an African, can replace him, it is a prophecy nobody will believe that is realistic. Abloye Kenya na achi America, the first in the history of the universe. He set prisoners free and he raised the downtrodden. And he set prisoners free. The Bible says in Psalm 79, verse 11, that God listens to the cries of prisoners. In Psalm 102, verse 20, also in Achineke Negenti Nambu Akwarere Ndiakaji. And in Psalm 79, verse 11, and Psalm 102, verse 20, BB, the Bible says, yeah, and he even releases those who are already condemned to die. And I'm going to they're already condemned. Once God is in heaven, nothing can happen to the oppressed. Rather, the oppressor will begin to be the oppressed. It's a hard message to the oppressors. Whomever you are oppressing now, stop that! If you are called a president, one day you will die. That's why I'm saying that the message is changing in progression. Lift somebody's hand up. When you are going to be Magderejo. In our country today, when we enter into the Gospel of Mark chapter 7, Jesus opened the ears of the deaf and the tongue of the dumb. That dumb and deaf started speaking. And the message started spreading. Jesus told them, don't spread it much. Because in Mark 7 verse 7, the Bible says, he has done all things well. Oh, many enine yadema. He may be enine yadema yerembro bimo. Nkamara magine bemna. Ono mapoge kasi yae. Oge meya nisin kegi. Nisin monage. Yes, may we any day are the man in the Zinola Moon. Uncabin on my yard, Bemna. On my pocket, cause yay. Uribusinda Yarama, Machinarama. Keseribushinarama Kayaraba. Kimushinarama. In Jesus' name. Psalm 146 continues. When you accuse your mama. Okwa by a gun level. Oyamara or so son equa. Ihana does in the nigga gadaya. When I come, mamma, as no many in the adema. Ianine put out my business in madam. Anumudi and we are madam. Oh, mumu one madam. Is in honor madam. Vocation of madam. Ike bere mado. O meni ihe niine. Yadema. He has done all things well. Ada that was blindfolded. Ada that was blind is now seeing. The anointing will do this. It's not by power. It's not by might. O meni ihe niine. Yadema. Ya meya ni simona ge. O megi eni ne ya di ma ni sa adoration ministry. O meya ni ya di ma na Gideon prayer group. O meri eni ne ya di ma ni si brother Eji Makachukwu we na akocha. Sister Eji Makachukwu na akpare. You are being humiliated. constantly disappointed because you are a messenger of God. Because you belong to the Holy Spirit. Don't worry. The Bible says in Psalm 146 that the Lord raises up those who are bowed down. He opens the eyes of the blind and raises those who are bowed down. On the Mepayan de Burisi. Now, Panitendine, Eboro Tobanane. Atobora Hakenia. Psalm 86, verse 13, sir. And he delivers me. He delivers you from the power of the graveyard. Eba Hatobora Hakenia. He raises you and delivers you from the power of the graveyard. That is why in Job 22, in verses 28 and 29, also, and we shall decree a word, and it shall come to pass. I gave cousin Keganeme, in Kai Kuriganeme, a present Kokoro Kuriganeme. Are you with us? Bidota, Okoro Bogon, is an honorable Bruma Manre. Okori Borachim. Okori, you are not my God. What you said against me cannot come to pass. Amen. Because he has no power to pronounce a curse on you. Amen and amen. As I'm standing here to bless you, let all the blind get ready to see. Let all those who are bowed down warm up to rise up. Open his own day, Buderana, where Kunena had Jesus. Our business get out of the Kunia, our vocation get out of the Kunia, our Ike better get out of the Kunia, Kadiada Radanando, Gikunia, Aruke, Arugodananda. Are you sick? Get up, rise up. And in verse 29, he says, even when I am down, I will say, there is a lifting up. Come on, warm up and say, there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. Hey, yeah. Warm up, warm up, warm up. There is a lifting up. I can't be on the ground again. There is a lifting up for me. There is a lifting up for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Spirit. Adoration. Adoration. The Holy Spirit is our power. Gezianti. When I come in again. That even when I am down. Even when your business is down. Even when your destiny is down. Even when your career is down. Don't say I am down. The Bible says I will say there is a lifting up for me. I prophesy a lifting up for somebody here. You cannot continue to be on the ground. Because the Bible says in Micah 7 verse 8, oh my enemy, oh Yerum, Okolo, do not laugh at me. Okolachi when I'm watching, oh Gem Darada. Do not laugh at me when I am down, because God will lift me up. My God will raise me up, and he will show me mercy. Chukwu ga-egosi m ebere ya. Ezinụlọ n'ebe a, ọ ga-egosi gị ebere ya. Nwachukwu n'ebe a, ọ ga-egosi gị ebere ya. Chineke lụcha ọlụ ọ ga-alụ, o gosi gị na ya bụ chi. Akwa nke ibere ezugo. Your tears are over. It is now the turn of your enemy to cry. That is vengeance. Hey. Whatever the enemy has planned to do against you, to exterminate you, to kill you, because you have nobody, vengeance is coming. The same happened to the people of Egypt. When they were sleeping after the Passover in Exodus chapter 12, vengeance came. God passed Passover. And when he saw the blood in Exodus 12:13, he passed. All the first sons of Egypt died. The first sons of the Egyptians, all of them died in one night.
Listen. When you say Akijike,
the Bible says the Lord opposed the widow. Chineke na adonite guzobe nwanyi ajadu. Nwanyi ajadu a na-emegbu maka na di ha norozi. Exodus 22:22 say na hebe ko chukwu da chukwu gaza. We nọrọ ha ọgụ mezie odi nke gị abụrụ megi bụrụ nwanyi ajadu. Orphans the same. Ndị nna ha na nne ha na norozi a na-emegbu. The Lord opposed the widow and the orphans, but towards the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God from age to age. That's Psalm 146 verse 10. Listen to this message. Erejo. Is it not surprising that when God is talking about vengeance is coming, do you not think that our present day leaders and our past leaders deserve vengeance? If you know, because the ears are going to open now. Get spiritual ears. You don't hear what is happening. We don't even see. We don't talk. We are dumb. Our present day prophets are dumb. We are dumb. We are only talking about prosperity. We want to have money and have jets. All these things will vanish. And we hover around the corridors of the gubernatorial and presidential houses to gather fat envelopes. Because we want them to launch one of these things or the other for us. And they promise us money, dirty things, tainted things. When the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Now we are hooked to money. Hooked to money. Who has the biggest cathedral? Who has the biggest chapel? Who has the biggest praying center? Is God there? It's better to pray in the desert with God than to pray in the mansion without God. Listen. Vengeance is coming. Quietly listen now, Nigerians. I woke up this early morning from the chapel, troubled. And that was why I said I didn't want to come to church here. Because I have three other masses to celebrate today, which I must do. The Spirit of God was pushing me out. Speak for your brothers. You can imagine the poor brothers and sisters in the same country. Throughout the past regimes, people have no water to drink in Niger Delta. No water to drink. And the government cannot provide water for them. No water to drink. Because the oil drilling has spoiled their waters. No water to drink. The worst thing you can do to a human being is to deny him water. The sachet water we buy here, 5 naira. You can't find any. You can buy 20 naira down there. No good water to drink. Therefore, their lifespans are decreasing. Nduhana Abada. Go down there. In the core oil producing city, you can hardly find a good house. They are living along by the side of the rivers. Moses was found and took into the palace of Pharaoh. But these Niger Delta boys are, and their parents are sleeping along the waterside. Yet, their oil is sustaining the whole country. Abuja now is far better than some parts of America. But what about the place that is producing this oil? Vengeance is coming. Now, I am not against their so-called amnesty. Whatever that will bring peace, no trouble. But I'm telling the leaders that they are wicked. What they are doing is evil. When I'm speaking, I mean the past presidents. You can't find a worthy of reputation school in the city that is producing oil. Go to Kuwait. And as charity begins at home. And as no maramma. The Bible says, love your neighbor. You go down there, the government is after how many barrels of oil that's going out. God is not stupid when he put oil in that land of Niger Delta. I am speaking on behalf of the justice of God, retribution and vengeance. The plan the government has now is all about how to finish anybody that will stop the flow of oil. Why can't the government bend down and think about giving the whole Niger Delta people scholarship? The oil we sell in 1 month can put the people in scholarship for life. The government of today is Okolo. Listen. Two wrongs cannot make a right. Settle us. Take care of us. You said no. And now they are called militants. Some people are doing kidnapping. Not even only in Niger Delta. Even in the Hausa land. In Enugu here. There's no oil in Enugu. Even in Abakiliki, no oil there. So it's not all about that those who are doing kidnapping are the Niger Delta people. It is a negative portrait. You don't give a dog a bad name to kill it. Go and take care of them. Otherwise, I tell the government of Nigeria that vengeance is coming. One day they will look for this oil. They will not see this oil. The reason for this political noise making is the oil in Niger Delta. And you will be courageous enough to use jets and mount on the air and be bombing people, fellow Nigerians, fellow citizens. You mount your jet on the air, you'll be bombing them on the ground because they have nobody. You have killed their fathers. You have killed the cream of their youths. You are still looking for more to kill. And you gave them only few days of amnesty. By 1st October, the amnesty is over. Then you begin to kill them again. To suck money, suck oil from here to develop your place. What an evil, what an injustice, what an inequality, what a dehumanization, what a fair play, what a tragedy. Oh, vengeance is coming. Even if it's an ant that remains, God will rise one day. One day God will raise a God. When God raised David, nobody knew that anybody can fight Goliath. God can raise a David for the Niger Delta people. Oh, a heavy David under anointing that can face all these walking Goliaths. Only one stone from the hand of David destroyed the Philistine armies. No roads. Go to the Niger Delta. How many industries have you planted here? Why can't there be part and parcel, full part and parcel of the blessing God has sown in their land? Because they must eat the fruit of their land. And you call it democracy. That is a pure brigandry, pure robbery in disguise. And the people in the senatorial and house of reps cannot stand out to make a law that will solve this problem. Even if it involves the whole world to kill all these boys, one day I prophesy the rising of a God in that land. Because the God we are using in an analogy, one day he came into the house of Okolo and there was no ant again. No grass. He had followed the Okolo. But came and were. Jewezebe Papa God no. Kedi yen wagi ge megi ibulu jet no ne na to ya bombo. Ebi na zom man. Oil and life, which one is better? So the present day leader should pay for the lives of the Niger Delta boys they have killed. Otherwise, Chukwuka for that is in the grave will one day pray and God will give him a God that will fight back. For vengeance is coming. Imebugide mother, they are carrying barrels of oil outside every day, every week. Nigeria, as of today, should be a singing country. All the cream of this society are running outside the country, running to overseas to do poor jobs. Some are morticians, some are gate men. If you ask them, say, I'm a GM in one factory, not knowing he's a gate man, you think a general manager, GM, gate man. Those who are rebranding Nigeria, talk to our leaders. Talk to the Yaraduas. Talk to the Obasanjos. Talk to the Babangidas. Talk to those who are, even Abubakar Abu Salams. Those who have keyed into the wealth of this country and refuse to be satisfied. Do you know the days of Abacha? One of the wives of Abacha said that she will imagine that the poorest thing that will happen to her, she can be poor when she will be going to be as poor as Dangote. Dangote is the richest man in the whole West Africa. When Abacha will see Kamaya Dagido Boye, Yada Zeka
Dangote.
Egg oil. Niger Delta oil. Why should one man be too rich and others will be too poor? Beggars all over. Our youths have no jobs. They are preparing them to use our talks for the election. Vengeance is coming. Time is coming when God will say enough is enough. They want to lead our ladies to prostitution. When somebody has graduated after 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, no job. And when our young men have nothing valuable doing, they can't marry them. It's a matter of good welfare, good opportunity, good jobs for the young men, then it will now begin to affect the ladies. It is a vicious circle. Few people just surrounded our wealth and said it is a national cake. It is a pipe, developing foreign countries with our money, and we are relaxed. I am prophesying to them. I am a priest. I am not from Niger Delta. I am from Igbo land. Do you understand me? So that whoever is listening to this message will not misunderstand me. I am just sent to preach for the poor, for the dehumanized, for the anawims, for those whose rights are stolen with guns and jets and bombs and shells. Why are you bombing them? 100 billion barrels of oil, is it tantamount or contaminous or in tandem with one life? Ofundu. Let the government not fool themselves. We want them to tell us what they want us to do for them. And then your baby is crying. You know she needs milk, breastfeeding. Take the baby and put the mouth in the nipple of the breast and know what will happen. Now we are on strike. The president is not affected. No good hospital in the whole Nigeria. Whenever he's sick, he's flown abroad. All our rich men will be treated abroad with our oil money. And how many good hospitals are in the Niger Delta? They cannot farm because oil has bought their land. They cannot fish now. The type of oil drilling happening there has killed the quality of fishes that they lived with. Then what are they doing? How do they live? Wickedness, but vengeance is coming. It is not my word. This is today's message. And I'm just interpreting it. And when the vengeance must have come, everybody will rise up and say, he has done all things well. Oye ga anu ya nuru. Oye si ni ama nnu ya meburu gaba. Ndi ori. Oshi. How many billions are going into their purses every month abroad? Foreign account. Insatiable human beings. They have to tell us too, how much shall we give to them and they will use the money to develop Nigeria. Nigeria must be developed too. If they don't want to develop Nigeria, let them continue to develop the northern side. Abuja is down, another London. Oh God. Now go to where the oil they used to develop Abuja comes from. Ghetto. And let me warn them, because of the prophecy of today, that vengeance is coming. Let them stop killing them. Otherwise, it will be a character, a mystical character of pathos. And the tragic and the pathetic part of the story will be handled by God. For vengeance belongs to God. In the days of David, Goliath fell. David must kill Goliath. Goliath must never kill David. Do you hear me? Is it no na na chibu? Umanaja delta. When what you want to be? And you make it out of David. When you can get Ibu David. Pharaoh must never kill Moses. Otiniel and Shanga must kill those who came to kill the Israelites. Gideon was afraid. He was running to hide. In Gideon, in Judges chapter 6, an angel of God came where he was hiding. Israel, they were being killed like rats, pursued. Then the angel came to Gideon, a poor man afraid, and told him, man of valor, great man of victory. Gideon started asking, look at me. God is calling me a great man of victory, a warrior, great warrior. I am going to use you to massacre these enemies. Gideon. The Gideonites are more than conquerors. For vengeance is coming. Oya neri mmadu nwa nafo ori nwa nkiri rezu ibu ajo mmo ibu witch ibu wizard irire na abia oku baage nuzo the Holy Ghost fire. Ako se men aboche odigide digide chineke kunebu aya na se papa kunebu kwa ozo ndi ni ne tiere mi shak Shadrach na Abednego noku. Tupu, ndi ana abaye n'oku. Oku elebugo ndi atire. Have vengeance. Those who put them inside the fire. Before Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego could enter the fire, they were already decimated by the fire. But the Meshach and Shadrach, and Abednego can never be burnt inside the fire. You are the Shadrach of today. You are the Meshach of today. You are the Prince Abednego of today. Fire will not burn you. Fear not. Egwatu zanage. Chain na ni na hawo rumu chukwu aga dobi. Ndi na cha cha ji chain wudan. Ime gwoge, imasini na aboni tende ga fight ha. Ha mechi onu ha. Ha bu chukwu. Ofo ye na aga 100 vehicles will be following him. In a country where people have no food to eat. No plan for the orphans, no plan for the widows. Either if you are poor, you get on getting punched, you enter the graveyard. That is Nigeria for you. And they're talking about rebranding Nigeria. What a horrible nonsense. All their children are in good quality schools, private schools, abroad, studying. When you go to foreign countries, you have to use credit card to pay for your school fees. But the Nigerians who have their children there pay cash in cash with our oil money. How many are there training in engineering and in petroleum to know how to handle the wealth of their country? Do they think the Niger Delta will be slaves forever? One day it will happen. Even the Biafranization. One day Nigeria will not be the same. Whether we like it or not, vengeance is coming. Okolo must go. If they are afraid of hearing it, let them hear it. Evil. They are covering it a lot. Wickedness. In the atmosphere. Most of our hospitals have no oxygen. Lives are missing every day, getting lost. Once they are sick, they fly themselves outside the country for treatment. All of us now will die in Nigeria. Feeding is an impossible onus now. When we have bushes and farms, the government cannot sponsor famine. What a shame. Come on, electricity. They cannot enhance continuous and steady flow of power supply to the industries. Why? Because the wicked and the evil government have contracted the importation of generators. Over in there, you contract people with the generator. So opposite the MSA, NEPA, the constant. Abalos. You got to get a new one. Over in there, you're always in a papa generator. Hanandin on you see a powerful man. Now, how about the rogue election? They sponsor the election. Yes, they contract people, but oh, yeah, but no, quadro. Vengeance is coming. How can I see? Oh, yesterday, why should he say it? Go and ask God. If I'm telling lies, no trouble. But what I'm saying is from above, vengeance will happen on them. But let them leave me. Not after this message, they say they want to save Adambaka because they don't see me. They better keep quiet and kneel down and apologize to this Niger Delta people. Stop killing people. You go to somebody's house and they throw a bomb because you have power. And you are the president signing such evil. If it happens in your own house, will you be happy? And they will say no newspaper will publish it. They'll be talking about amnesty to please the Americans and please the whole world. Meanwhile, they are quietly killing them. And we say we are one country, one Nigeria. Which one country? How many of you have certificates? What are you doing with your certificates? Yesterday, when I was passing by, I have to buy some credits for my phone. Those who brought the cards to sell to me, graduates, selling cards, 200 naira. Daddy, can you listen and get 200 naira? Get 300. How many have you? I want to buy more. No, father, daddy, came for 400 naira. When I gave one, 1,000 naira to, I said, take the chain. Omani no danan. Listen, for you to know the quantum of wretchedness and the magnitude of poverty, dehumanization, and the hunger in the country. And these are the breadwinners of families. Their parents, when they fall sick, who takes them to the hospital? And we have people there plying the roads. We in millions and in billions. The global economic meltdown, it has not affected any oil producing country very well. So the thieves are our leaders. They are the Okolos. A way sing wow that vengeance is coming. Those who threw Daniel into the den of lions, Daniel survived it. But when they were eventually thrown back into the den of lions with their children, lions ate all of them up. I buri berenana neburu umu chukwa. Eboro tiena anu ago. Bulu police na army. Ndi navy juru na miri na agbagba. Ndi air force no nikuku na ha bombo. Gini ka na azo mmanu ha ji abo onwe heze. Mmanu ha ji abo onwe heze. Wan na go na mari ha na agbo oye well. How many of your brothers or sisters know what is called oye well? Do you know how it looks like? Why can't the government open up a good allocation system for these people? That every month, publish it in paper. We will do this for these people with the proceeds of the oil that come from their land. Then let them fight again. We know they are crazy. But generations after generation cannot be dying and they have no place to bury their dead.
and you want them to go and sleep. If it is you, Mr. President, what will you do? So whoever is the man about should remember to tell you that what you are doing is evil and that vengeance is coming. Onye sibu ni akaye mego maka na ekwuru ogwa ya jide ego ya. Oya aka be na lunch while we are born maka okwu aka oji amambazi. Away with your money. My God is the producer of wealth. Those who entered into the den of lions, where Daniel came from, all of them were eaten up. Bomba unu na tumaka. Adazia meeting ikoro bia bia ka by as sage nye ndi ochichi. Esote sote you pull her shelling. As soon as you see Zuzi can have four of an abba. Now, President, how about call you? Yeah, sister. HN is about sister. From who? I seen the newspaper there. And now, one daughter, now, amnesty. Abolo mo nwa nigi ke na ke nno no jere meeting on atarozi papa go so jere meeting na ho on ataro e na ajuze ebe on asi na eji shelling ni hancha o ha ya ka ha na anu kedo ye ha na anu aya. Who now is the militant? The presidency and his team are the militants. You are stealing somebody's wealth and you are calling him a militant. How many of these Niger Delta people families have oil well? Settle them. I say it again, God is not stupid in planting oil in that land. As he is not stupid in giving the northerners desert. What is keeping Israel today is their desert. They turn it into a farming land and they make billions out of it. Now everybody is facing the oil. God is not happy. And again, I ask them, how many lives again do they want to claim before they go and rest and say they are carrying democracy? Why can't they develop other sectors? Skill acquisitions. We can make shoes in Nigeria. We can make handkerchiefs. Quality toothpicks we use in Nigeria are imported. Importation. Quality handkerchiefs made in China. In Anakuko. Ambassador, I can't get a meal. There's 1 million and I bought water, but it was imported. Thanks to the SOS people and the NAVDAC. So I am blessing this vengeance message. Ndi ambassador. So ha laru hula ha muchi na ya achom kancho la ba ha na okoro ga tafufu ihe o mere na God ga dendo onwu buru na God egbukwa na God na ha Jesus aye uche God niile na ebe anobara Jesus. Abu nebu God in woke, and we God in woke, and we God in wine. O yogu. When you got just sin or mandro to a gawa. Dikogu, when you got bo bejiage, the person who is going to be the son of the family. The person who is going to be the son of this poor people. The son for the widows and the orphans. Will never die like a Chukwakafa. Aye, which year is no no. Ndi be God in Abara Jesus. Abu Nilsson is in honor. Eja Baya God, God win. Because God must win. In Aziachom ko inyo, oku eku ta suru gina aga. No ya hana achu gina toga aka. Ihona ahora ya ga achu ya wundi eba jie yonu. ebe o jisiri ike gbuo sọ papa godi ogburo godi o mego mistake asị na ọma ọka gbuo godi hapụ nna ya mana ebe gị nwa bụ godi sị mụ nwa bụ godi ka dị ndụ ebe mụ nwa bụ godi win dị ndụ onye agburu nna m otu o si bụ nna m ka a ga-esugbu ya ihe mere nna m ga-eme ya maka Chineke ga-eme ihe niile ọ dị mma gbasa aka gị as I bless you my people that the glory of God will rise upon you Chineke gọziere m unu ọ bụgodị na God will na-emere mistake megherie ọ nụrụzi ọgụ mgbe a chọrọ ka ọ nụọ what happened in the case of Samson he was delayed he didn't do what he should do remember one day Samson decided to die with his enemies you can never imagine human beings e buketere ụmụ Israel bukete ụmụ Israel bukete ụmụ Israel bukete ikorobịa Israel bukete ha nke eji afụsụye mmanụ n'ụsụgbue nke a nọrọ jiri egbe gbagbue Chukwu kpọnite Samson ka o jere ha ọgụ mana Samson oke ndị ikorobịa ekwere ya o meghọzi ihe a sịrị ya mee e wee kpụcha ya ntutu ọgụ ya but ntutu a wee tokwa ọzọ the hair grew up remember what happened on that day Samson prayed the Lord that I will die with my enemies that day the president was there the vice president was there governors of the whole country we are there ministers we are there senators we are there the people of the house of reps we are there all of them sat in one place to see Samson to come and do sports for them they want to make a shame make yeye of him and a mockery of his God magas not the God's anointed the Nazarite nenu akpocha ge isi ha maro na ntutu ofo na eto that God will always raise a new hair. And here we are now. A new victorious hair is coming up. Over the zin on to tofu ne tuni tennis. Amarabo yon yahu, but mano yahu never. Samson wears a tank or gape. Come and there, give me escape. Come and come on, ha, doreba. Come Israel, well, winner. Let me offer myself like Jesus. Samson offered his life. Samson was another Jesus of a type. Boom! Show me the pillars, and they show him the pillar. Oh Lord, that I will die with my enemies. Boom! Even now, Yahweh! Boom! Oh, non, in a way, Ndosha nezubom oil okolo ni nena no no Hallelujah okolo ni na we one day bachara na ya derejo